Happy Mother's Day.
母親節快樂。
We will not just read the scriptures, but when I come to the verses that I'm going to preach on in my points, I will read them first in English, and then the second part Spencer is going to read for us in Cantonese.
我哋今日就唔会系开始嘅时候读经文，咁但系当信息嘅中间嘅时候，第一点嘅时候，林牧师会读一段嘅经文，而第二点嘅时候，Spencer 会读第二段嘅经文。
You know, we are proud, you know, of our ability to multitask.
我哋常常为到我哋有一心多用嘅呢个能力而到好骄傲。
A few years ago, I read what this woman Katrina Elkhorn say in her book Maxed Out.
系几年前我睇到 Katrina Elkhorn 佢写一本书叫做《筋疲力尽》。
And the subtitle is American Moms on the Brink.
嗰个副题就系站在边缘的美国妈妈。
And in it, she asks, "Do you feel as if being a parent has turned you into an expert?" Multitasker.
作者问一个问题，喺嗰本书入边，你成为咗母亲之后，系咪变成咗一个嘅专，系可以一心多用嘅呢个嘅专家呢
？And then she says, as she goes on, she says, studies shows mammals caring for their young is associated with improved learning ability and fearlessness.
作者就繼續提到，係有啲嘅研究就顯示一啲嘅哺乳類動物，當佢哋係照顧嬰孩嘅時候，小動物嘅時候，佢哋就會增加咗佢哋學習嘅能力同埋勇氣。
And she says, for example, experiments shows that mother rats outsmart their childless counterparts at navigating mazes and capturing prey.
例如嗰啲老鼠嘅媽媽咧，就會係比起未生過後代嘅老鼠係聰明，係能夠更快穿過迷宮同埋捉到獵物。
And that's because in pregnancy and nursing mice, dendrites, the special cell structures that are necessary for communication between neurons are doubled.
因为那些怀孕和胃部中的老鼠，他们脑里面的一些特别的细胞，就是树突的脑的细胞，是特别是增加了一倍。
And there are glial cells, which are important communication conductors, are also doubled.
另外，脑里面的另外一种细胞，也都是到将那些脑里面的信息传来传去的，那些的细胞也都增加了一倍。
And so this is why.It allows mother mice to learn mazes more quickly than others.
因此就让到老鼠妈妈更加能够快啲穿过迷宫。
And then, of course, even with our extra dendrites and glial cells, we mothers still have our limits.
当然，虽然有多咗一倍嘅树突细胞同埋神经胶质细胞，但系母亲仍然有我哋嘅限制。
Because studies also show that the amount of multitasking work parents do has doubled since the mid-70s.
因为一啲嘅研究显示，母亲要有时常用一心多用嘅呢个时间，系比起70年代嘅时间多咗超过一倍。
And research also shows that too much multitasking temporarily lowers our IQs.
而亦都嗰個研究顯示，佢如果係做太多嘅一心多用嘅時間，我哋嘅智商都會暫時嘅低啲。
And so if your mother do stupid thing, you know why?
如果你嘅母親係做啲愚蠢嘅事情，咁你就知道點解啦。
And yet life with young children often requires an absurd stuntman level of multitasking.
但是真的要养育年幼的儿女，真的要有超人的一心多用的程度。
And something we do more than half our waking time.
是我们醒的时间，是超过一半醒的时间，我们都要这样一心多用。
You know why I tell you this studies is because Proverbs 31 describes for us a woman, a wife, that is a super multitasker.
因为在箴言三十一篇嗰度睇到一个嘅超级嘅母亲系做呢个一心多用嘅工作。
And if you read Proverbs 31, especially as a woman, you'll find it, you know, how can I live up to that standard?
作为女士可能会睇到箴言三十一，就会谂我点样去活出好似呢一篇所讲嘅入边嘅嗰位母亲咁呢
But if you read verses 1 to 5, you'll find that these are the hopes and the dreams of the King Lemuel's mother.
但原来是第一至第五节就看到是利慕伊勒王他的妈妈所希望他儿子所找的太太的那个的特质。
And so, it's her wishes and her dreams.
是他对他儿子的希望和梦想。
And so, you can take relief on that.
那我们就会松一口气。
Because usually, our mother has very high expectations of our wives.
因为我们的母亲常常对我们的太太是很高期望。
And so, Proverbs 31 described the wife as a multitasker whom King Lemuel's mother wished for her son.
是31篇就提到利慕伊勒王的母亲是希望这个王找到一个太太是一个很犀利的一心多用的太太。
And in the first five verses, he says, you know,As you know, he gives instruction first to his son. You got to behave in this way. You don't drink. You don't make yourself a fool. You don't waste all your strength on women.
第一至五节嗰度提到系不要将你的精力给妇女，亦都系君王喝酒不相宜。
And then he goes on to the qualities of that wife he hopes that he can get.
然后继续写到佢希望佢嘅儿子揾到系乜嘢特质嘅太太。
And the reason is because she wants to prevent him.From being made into a fool by an immoral woman.
因为他是希望他希望防止他的儿子因为一个坏的女人而变成愚笨的人。
You know, I think I said this before somewhere along my one of those messages that I preached before, but you know, this guy by the name of Robert Frost, an American poet,
是有一个我之前讲到都可能提过 Robert Frost 这个的美国 的诗人。
And he has this saying.
他有以下一句。
He says, a mother takes 20 years to make a man of her boy.
母亲用20年养育儿子成人。
But another woman makes a fool of him in 20 minutes.
另一个女人用20分钟将他变成愚笨的人。
You know, those of us who have ever fell in love with will understand this phrase.
可能当代入过爱河的都明白这一句了。
You know, we do silly things for the woman we are going after.
我们是为到我们所想追的那个女子 去做一些愚笨的事情傻的事情。
And you know, the word in Hebrew taught, it has this ideas of correction and punishment.
而在经文希伯来文教训这个字是有改正和惩罚的意味
particularly for bad behaviors
尤其是要面对一些坏的行为的时候
and so in other words when this instruction was given to King Lemuel it was a heavy burden for him
而这个 的教训去给到他的儿子的时候对于那个王来讲是一个重担
because even though it was of good intentionHe is struggling. How can I live up to my mother's expectations?
因为虽然这个是出于好意，但是他的儿子那个王也都是会想，究竟怎样是能够活出母亲的期望呢？
And we know it's good intention because the terms used here of son of my womb, and in other versions, son of my vows.
在这一段经文，我们看到是出于一个好的。的念头是因为他称呼儿子为我腹中生的儿哦，我许愿得的儿哦。
And so the mother wants to protect him from marrying a woman that will bring pain and hardship to him.
是他的母亲是想防止他的儿子去迎娶了一个女子是带来痛苦和困难的。
And that woman, that indecent woman that she's implying here is like intoxicating wine that can cause him.To leave the law of God.
这个不正经的女子是在这里是比喻为好像令人醉酒的酒是让她离开了神。
But the woman she wants him to have as a wife is someone she hopes that will not only be a good wife but also able to speak for the poor and the needy.
那个母亲希望她儿子所找到的配偶是一个能够为到穷乏人去开口说话去为他们撑腰的人。
And so, it led King Lemuel to ask that question. A wife of noble character,
who can find?
咁利慕伊勒王就问呢个问题：才德的妇人谁能得着呢？
She's worth far more than rubies.
她的价值远胜过宝石。
In other words, she's a rare gem, and when you find it, you want to treasure it.
换句话讲，呢个嘅太太系一个非常罕有嘅宝石，当揾到嘅时候就要好好珍惜。
Because in those days, the king also had not just one wife, but many wives.
因为在当时，一个王是有很多个太太。
And they also have concubines, and with them are their children.
并且有妾室、儿女。
And then they have servants, with those families.
同埋仆婢。
And so this wife, this queen, has to be able to manage her household.
因此，呢个皇后就要系有能力去可以去管理呢一头家。
For her husband, who is the king of the land,
系为到系治理呢个大地嘅呢个王。
And so, when you read this and you aspire to be such a woman, it's a good thing.
如果你系睇到呢一度嘅时候，要立志成为咁样嘅妻子，系一个好事。
And it is not wrong for us men to desire to have such a wife too.
而我哋作为男士要去希望有呢一种特质嘅妻子，亦都唔系错。
But we have to be realistic in our expectations.
但系我哋要对我哋嘅期望系要现实一啲。
Because our wives are not going to be queen.
因为我哋嘅太太唔会系皇后。
She will not be treated like a queen.
佢唔会系被对待好似皇后咁样被对待。
Especially by us.
尤其当我们去对待她的时候，更加不会好像皇后那样对待。
And neither is she going to have such a huge, humongous household to look after.
这个皇后是有一个这么大头家要她看着。
Yet this woman personified the saying that behind every successful man is a woman.
但这个才德的妇人就是每个成功男人的背后都有一个女人这个讲法的化身。
And notice if youNotice and you read this passage carefully, it's not about her abilities that makes her dependable.
但睇到呢段经文嘅时候，就留意到唔系因为佢嘅能力系使到佢可靠
or trustworthy,
或者系可信赖
but it is her godliness.
而系佢嘅敬虔
because her godliness is going to match up with the godly king.
因为佢嘅敬虔系能够配得上嗰个敬虔嘅王。
And do you know that Lemuel's name means devoted to God?
其实利慕伊勒王这个名是解作是去献上给神。
And so he is supposed to be a godly king, a godly man.
这个王应该是一个敬虔的王，敬虔的人。
And so the mother wants someone compatible to him, not just because of the status, but godliness.
这个母亲是希望她儿子找到一个跟她相配的，不单止 是一个皇后，而且是一个敬虔的人。
And so let us look into the first point, trustworthiness, not charm.
要是看我们现在可以看到是第一点，第一点的标题就是可靠而不是个人的魅力。
11 to 22, let me read for you in English first.
第十一至廿二節
And those in Chinese just follow along.
如果是中文的可以就這樣看
Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. She is like the merchant ships bringing her food from afar. She gets upWhile it is still night, she provides food for her family and portions for her female servants. She considers her fields and buys it. Out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her task. She sees that her trading is profitable and her lamp does not go out at night. In her hand, she holds the distaff and grabs the spindle with her fingers.She opens her arm to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. When it snows, she has no fear of her, for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. She makes covering for her bed, and she is clothed in fine linen and
purple. And so her nobility is founded in her fear of God, not her abilities or looks.
那個女子的尊貴是因為她敬畏耶和華，而不是因為她的能力或者外表。
Because when you go down to verse 30, you'll find that it is not looks at all.
看到第三十節的時候就知道完全是不關乎外表。
And so because of her godliness, her husband can put her complete trust, his complete trust in her.
因為那個太太的敬虔，她的丈夫就能夠完全信任她。
You know, trust is very crucial in a marriage.
信任是在婚姻里面十分重要。
In contrast to distrust.
相对于这个不信任。
Especially when you have a wife that you cannot trust.
尤其当有一个不能够信任的太太的时候。
And the story of Hosea and his adulterous wife tells us of this problem of distrust.
何西亞和他奸淫的妻子就是顯明到這個的沒有這個信任。
And it also shows us the hurt and the pain it caused him.
也都是顯明了那個的傷害帶來他的傷害。
And so King Lemuel's mother warned him not to be charmed by such women.
利姆伊勒王的母亲就去警告王，不要被这一类的女子去所吸引。
You know, she can charm you with her sweet words.
她可以用甜言蜜语 去吸引你。
Or her looks.
或者是靠外表去吸引你。
And she is skillful to use those qualities she has to charm you into marrying her as your queen.
他是很有技巧地用他个人的魅力去打入宫廷。
And the reason is so she can be a queen and she can enjoy her life.
希望成为皇后，然后享受人生。
And if this is the only thing the woman is going to marry you for, you're going to have great trouble for yourself.
如果那个太太是只是因为这些而到去嫁给你的时候，那她就是很大麻烦。
See, when a man is able to trust his wife, he will entrust his whole life to her.
当男人能够去信任妻子的时候，那个丈夫就能够将整个生命去托付给太太。
And the wife, when she is entrusted by her husband, everything that concerns him, she will be a very secure woman.
当丈夫能够将所有嘢交托俾妻子嘅时候，妻子就会系感到十分安心。
Because she knows that he trusts her completely.
因为那个太太知道丈夫系完全信任佢。
You see, trust begets trust.
信任能够产生更多信任。
And because she knows that she is valuable to him.
妻子知道被丈夫所看重。
Mutual trust and respect will give them a happy marriage.
彼此的信任和尊重是让到他们有一个开心的婚姻。
You don't have to be perfect creatures.
我们不用是做一个完美的人。
But when there is trust, you can live happily ever after, like the fairy tale story.
但当我们双方都有完全的信任的时候，就可以是幸福快活地生活下去，好像那些童话故事那样。
And I don't think husband and wife get married intentionally to hurt each other.
我不相信丈夫和妻子是去结婚，是专登想去伤害对方。
But when hurt occurs, it chips away that trust.
但当伤害出现的时候，就会削弱了信任。
And the trust here that is spoken here in this passage the distrust is not caused by infidelity.
这个不信任在这段经文不是讲到不忠的意思。
Even though infidelity hurts the most.
纵使不忠是能够产生很大最大 的痛楚。
But when hurt occurs, the natural reaction is to hurt back.
但当伤害来的时候，自然的反应就是伤害回对方转头。
But as Christian, we know very clearly that Jesus taught us that, you know, when you are hurt, when somebody slap you on the right, you turn the other cheek.
但当我们知道耶稣的教导是有人打你的右脸，连另一边面也要转过去给他打。
And we know it's not literal, it's a hyperbole, and a hyperbole is an exaggeration to make a point.
不是按字面解，而是这个我们知道是一个夸张的手法去表达它的重点。
And but the point is that you don't retaliate, you don't hurt back.
个重点是你不去报复，你不去伤害对方翻转头。
But in reality, when that happens, it's not easy to love because inside our sinful nature, when trust is betrayed, we only want to hurt back.
但当有伤害出现的时候，是很难去爱对方，因为当伤害出现的时候，我们是很想去伤害对方转头。
And so it chips away slowly, bit by bit, that trust between the couple.
慢慢地一块一块咁样就削弱咗嗰个信任。
And we know as husband and wife.We need to love even when we are hurt by the person we most love.
在妻子和丈夫之间，我们知道，纵使是对方伤害了自己，也都是要仍然去爱对方。
And this is because we have taken that vow in marriage that for good or for bad, for happy or for joy or for sadness, we are to continue.To love
因为在顺境或者逆境、喜乐或者是痛苦的时候，都已经立下婚姻的盟誓，是要彼此相爱。
And in verse 12, there's a phrase, all the days of her life.
在第十二节那里有讲到是一生这个的字眼。
The implication it is that she is in the marriage forever, until she dies.
这个是意指到是婚姻是有永久性的。
It is not at the moment when hurt arises or when she feels that she has fallen out of love that divorce is the only way out.
不应该是当有伤害出现的时候或者是不能再爱对方的时候而那个离婚就成为了一个的出路。
Because that's the normal reaction of many people today.
这个是现今世代很多人很正常的反应。
I know when hurt or they feel they have fallen out of love, divorce becomes a desire, divorce even becomes a threat.
当伤害出现的时候，当不能再爱对方的时候，离婚就成为了一个的想做的事，或者是要挟人的工具。
See, love is meant for us to cement that broken trust.
爱是应该能够是修补这个破裂了的信任。
And hurt only make it worse.
而伤害只是会伤害双方的关系更加深。
Using our own humanness, we cannot love when we are hurt.
用我们人的反应是我们在受伤害之后不能爱。
But a godly person, a godly woman in this case, will be able to love because her love is founded in God.
但敬虔的人或者敬虔的妇人，她在这里就能够靠着神的爱去爱其他人。
And so she can continue to love despite of the pain and the hurt.
纵使有痛苦和有伤害，她也都仍然能够继续去爱。
You know, as again I said, is, you know, when you read this, you think she is a superwoman.
当看到这个经文的时候，你会觉得她是一个超乎常人的妇人。
And we might even avoid reading it.
我们甚至乎避开不看。
But if we can understand this is spoken in the context of a mother's desire for the son as a king to have such a wife, then it is less stressful for us to read it.
但如果你明白这个是王的母亲希望他的儿子能够找到太太有这些特质的时候，那就没那么大压力。
You know, and this is actually an unwritten expectation also of the First Lady of the United States.
但当读到这些特质的时候，这个是一个不明文的期望，期望美国总统夫人有这些特质。
Especially, you know, the caring for the poor and the needy and the helpless, right?
尤其是为到穷乏人去帮助他们去伸手关顾穷困的人。
And sometimes this expectation is placed on the pastor's wife as well.
而这些期望亦都放在牧师的太太的身上。
You see, the king's mother wants her son to have such a kind of woman as a wife.
那个王的母亲希望他儿子有这样特质的太太。
While he's ruling the country.
当他在治理国家的时候。
You know, some people think that King Lemuel is King Solomon.
有啲人認為利慕伊勒王係所羅門王。
And he needs such a queen capable of taking care of his big household that he has with all these wives and concubines.
佢需要一個有智慧嘅妻子去管理所有呢啲嘅太太們同埋妾侍。
She has to be faithful and she has to be hardworking because verse 13, 14 talks about her working until late at night.
佢要專心嘅忠心嘅工作，因為喺呢段經文提到佢係夜晚深夜都繼續工作。
And in those days, expectation of those kind is not really is really reasonable in that sense.
喺當時嚟講，呢啲嘅期望其實係可能都係合理嘅。
Especially when women in those days only have one career.
尤其婦女喺當時只有一種事業。
You know what's that?
就係咩呢？
Housewife.
家庭主婦。
Today's women have careers.
現代嘅女性係有事業。
Different kind of careers.
不同種類。
That make real money.
係可以賺錢嘅。
You know, as housewife, they don't make a thing.
家庭主婦就冇賺到任何金錢。
And so trust and dependability are even more needed today than those days.
因此信任同埋可靠喺今日係更加需要。
With both who are working.
因為丈夫同妻子都出外工作。
And today women don't make clothes.
今天嘅婦女佢哋唔會再做衫啦。
They don't grow their own food.
佢哋唔會自己種嘢啦。
They don't even cook some of them.
有些嘅妻子甚至唔煮饭啦。
They take out or eat out。
佢哋出街买，出街去食。
And so this requires even more trust and dependability。
呢样嘢更加系要需要嘅双方嘅信任同埋依赖。
Because we may come home and your table has nothing to eat。
因为当我哋翻到屋企冇嘢食嘅时候。
And then the next thing you can hear either one of you will saying, you know, I forgot. It's my turn.
最唔想聽到嘅就係、是，我唔記得咗係我輪到我去買。
I'm too busy, you know, and I'm tired after work, so I forgot to go and get some food.
或者話我太忙啦，工作我唔記得咗，太攰啦，唔記得買嘢食。
So that trust and dependability becomes even greater.
嗰個信賴同埋依賴係要更加多。
You know, now that my wife is working since last year.
我太太自从去年开始工作，
you know, she sometimes when she has to come back late, she depends on me to cook.
有时当佢工作完咗之后，佢要系依赖我去煮饭。
And so I have to be make sure that when she comes back, there is food.
我要确实去保证系当佢放工翻嚟嘅时候，台面有嘢食。
Or else she'll get mad with me.
如果唔系，佢就会好嬲我。
Then my life will be miserable.
咁我个太太就会好痛苦，我嘅生命就会好痛苦。
You know, and notice that the only verse that talks about her ability is verse 20.
而喺只系喺第二十节嗰度讲到呢个才德嘅妇人嘅能力。
Where she and of course there are other verses, but this talks about her abilities even to reach out to others.
佢讲到佢嘅能力，佢将手周济困苦人。
And then the rest all talk about her qualities of her character.
其他经文都系讲到佢嘅品格。
And her character is founded in that fear of God.
佢嘅品格系建基于喺佢对耶和华嘅敬畏。
That King Lemuel's mothers wanted him to be watching out for.
系希望利慕伊勒王嘅母亲希望佢嘅儿子去咁样去揾呢个嘅特质。
But you know, we son, we don't listen to our mom, right?
但我哋做仔嘅，我哋唔听妈妈话，系咪
？Do you listen to your mom?
你听唔听你妈妈话
？Especially when you're looking for the woman that you want to marry.
尤其去揾一个你想娶嘅太太嘅时候
，we look for one in a woman when we want to get married.
我哋系当我哋想揾太太去娶嘅时候，我哋系睇咩呢
？We often look for the looks more than her abilities. She cannot cook, never mind.
我哋通常都系睇外表，佢唔识煮饭唔紧要。
And the last thing we look for is the character。
我哋最后先至去睇嗰个人嘅品格。
And this actually is the same when we come to look for people to serve God。
而同樣道理，亦都係我哋亦都好多時係咁樣去揾人去喺教會入邊侍奉。
We look for the charisma，
我哋係揾嗰啲嘅個人魅力
，the communication skill，
係溝通嘅技巧
，the ability to perform，
佢哋嘅做嘢嘅能力
，but not the character，
而冇睇到個人嘅品格。
You know， you may find a good-looking wife。
你可能找到一个貌美如花的太太，
but she may not have godly character，
但她可能没有这个敬虔的品格。
She may be even be a good cook，
可能煮饭很厉害，
but there is a danger， she may be good at breaking your heart，
但亦都有好可能是她很懂去伤透你心。
And so if you don't want to be singing， don't go breaking my heart，
如果你不想唱不要伤透我心这首歌，
or you don't want to sing that hymn take my wife and let it be，
不想唱我一生求不要太太管理，
look for a godly wife，
那你就要找一个敬虔的太太。
Yet at the same time this does not mean that a godly woman should not take care of her looks according to this passage。
但另一方面，这段经文并不是讲到一个敬虔的妇人就不需要整理仪容。
She is dressed appropriately because we read here that on certain occasions she dressed in fine linen and purple as the queen。
妻子都要需要穿得合宜，是因为在经文里看到她所穿着的衣服是细麻和紫色布做的。
You know, men like their wives.Like to be proud of their wives.
丈夫都希望以妻子为荣。
They don't want to see her only in pajamas.
不想希望只是见到太太穿着睡衣。
Or with their face mask on.
敷住面膜。
Their hair in colors.
整头发卷。
They don't just want to see that.
他不想是这样见到太太。
They want to see her in her good time and in her beauty as well.
希望见到佢系见到佢嘅美出嚟。
And so make your wife, make your husband proud, wives.
太太们必须要系让到丈夫们以你为荣。
Because he wants to showcase you in public and do it proudly.
因为系希望佢会希望系能够系带你出去见其他嘅人嘅时候都会系为荣以你为荣。
And now moving on to the second point.
现在到第二点。
And I ask Spencer to read the.Rest of the verses.
第二点的时候，我们看经文23至31节，她丈夫在城门口与本地的长老同坐，为众人所认识。她做细麻布衣裳出卖，又将腰带卖于商家。能力和威仪是她的衣服，她想到日后的境况就喜笑。她开口就发智慧，她持舌上有仁慈的法则。她观察家务，并不吃闲饭。她的儿女起来称她有福，她的丈夫也称赞她说，才德的女子很多，唯独你超过一切。艳丽是虚假的，美容是虚浮的，唯敬畏耶和华的妇女必得称赞。愿她享受操作所得的，愿她的工作在城门口荣耀她。
The last the second last verse 30, charm is deceitfulAnd beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised.
尾二嗰节第三十节，艳丽是虚假的，美容是虚浮的，唯敬畏耶和华的妇女必得称赞。
See, appearance, looks may be one thing, but it is not the most important thing.
外表并不是最重要的。
Godliness is the most important.
敬虔才是最重要的。
You know,Inner beauty is the most important thing, not just to a husband, but it is also to God Himself.
内在美系唔单止系对丈夫嚟讲系最美嘅，而且系对神嚟讲亦都系。
And verse 23 affirms that you know behind every successful man is a wife, a woman.
二十三节肯定了每一个成功男人背后都有一个女人。
She stands faithfully beside him and behind him.
个妻子是忠心的站在那个丈夫的侧边或者背后。
By taking care of the family.
去管理好头家。
so that her husband can do the, in this case, governing the city.
好让丈夫能够在这个情况下就是管理这个城市。
And this is not just ideas and things, principles, but it is actual things that she does that is observable.
这些不是只是一些抽象的概念或者原则，而是一些落实可以看得见的她所 成功成就的事。
And it results in people noticing her abilities and her characteristics of that godliness.
而周遭的人也都看得见她的能力和她的品格。
And it results in her being praised by her own husband.
是结果令到她的丈夫都称赞她。
And her children too praises her.
她的儿女都称赞她。
And even those who work with her husband, the community leaders in verse 31.
甚至在31节那里讲到是与她丈夫同工的那些社区领袖都称赞她。
And they praise her not for her looks, but her godliness.
他们称赞他不是他的外表，而是他的敬虔。
Why? Why? Because they cannot ignore the fruit of the Spirit in her life.
为什么呢？因为他们不能够去忽视 他生命所结的圣灵的果子。
Verse 23 says, her husband is respected at the city gate because of her.
她丈夫在城门口与本地的长老同在为众人所认识。
Verse 28 says, her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her.
28节提到她的儿女起来称她有福，她的丈夫也称赞她。
You know, children, Mother's Day, you should praise your mother and not complain. Because most of your time you are complaining.
儿女们应该是在母亲节今天去称赞你的母亲，因为大部分时间都是投诉。
And husband too.
丈夫们也都是一样。
Oh, don't just say, where's the food on the table?
不要只是说在哪里有东西吃啊。
And I'll praise her as well.
要赞美她。
And verse 29 says, many women do noble things, but you surpasses them all.
第二十九节讲到，才德的女子很多，唯独你超过一切。
Honor her, verse 31 says, for all that her hands have done.
第三十一节是要是在城门口荣耀她，愿她享受操作所得的，在她的工作在城门口荣耀她。
But she's worthy of the praise because of her godliness.
她配得上这些称赞，因为她的敬虔。
It is real.Practical and observable.
是真实的，是可见的，是摸得着的。
It is not just words.
不是虚浮的言语。
Or things that she thinks about.
或者是她脑里面在想的事。
Because this will bring honor to you as a wife.
因为这些是能够是作为你身为太太能够是荣耀归给你。
And your as And as a mother.
身为母亲。
You know, few holidays succeed in disappointing mothers and striking terrors for fathers on an annual basis more than Mother's Day.
每年比起母亲节，没有其他节日更加能够让到一些妈妈失望，能够让爸爸们惊惶失措。
You know, this Mother's Day, once served as a simple way to honor mothers.
这个节日本来是一个很简单的去尊崇我们母亲。
But today, when you think of Mother's Day, you think of crowded brunches, breakfast in bed, and sappy Hallmark cards.
但当今天想到母亲节的时候，就想到挤迫的酒楼和食肆、床边的早餐和肉麻的 Hallmark 的节日贺卡。
Because it has become commercialized.
因为变得商业化。
And overwrought.With expectations.
并且有很多过多的期望。
Because you'll find your wife asking, why are you buying for me this Mother's Day?
因为你会发觉太太跟你说，为什么不买东西给我呢？
So, last week I brought my wife to buy some things.
我上个星期就带了我太太去买东西了。
But it wasn't this way when Anna Jarvis spearheaded the first Mother's Day in 1908.
但1908年 Anna Jarvis 她開始這個母親節運動的時候不是這樣。
She wanted to honor her mother, a Sunday school teacher, caregiver of the wounded soldiers during the Civil War.
她想尊崇她的母親，她是一個，那個母親是一個主日學老師，也都是在美國內戰時期照顧那些受傷的兵丁。
She campaigned zealously for it to be a holiday.
她熱心地是將這個運動變成一個的節日。
And then in 1914, it became officially a holiday.
1914年國會通過成為一個嘅節日。
But quickly, the floral and greeting cards industries became enraptured with commercializing this holiday.
但花店同埋嗰啲賀卡嘅商人就好快係將靠呢個節日去捉緊呢個商機去賺錢。
And then by 1920,Anna Jarvis became disgusted.
1920年的时候 ，Anna Jarvis 变得好厌恶呢个嘅情况。
And he began urging people to stop buying flowers and cards.
叫人千祈唔好再买花买卡。
Because she says these people are charlatans, bandits, pirates, racketeers, kidnappers, and termites that undermine.With their greed, one of the finest and noblest, truest movements and celebrations.
Because he said these people are thieves, pirates, racketeers,
She went door to door collecting petitions to rescind the Mother's Day holiday.
佢逐家逐户嘅揾人去簽名支持收回呢個母親節。
You know what was started as good,
開始的時候是好的事,
turn into something not very good,
變成一種不是那麼好的事.
But what is really good and will always remain good is the character of a godly wife and mother.
但一個一路以來都是維持是美善的，就是一個敬虔的母親，敬虔的太太。
The Bible tells us to honor our parents.
聖經告訴我們要是尊敬父母。
And Mother's Day is meant to honor her.
母親節就是一個日子去尊崇。
And we honor her because of this very quality that the Bible talks about.
去尊崇母親係就係嗰啲嘅特質，就係聖經所提到嘅呢一啲嘅特質。
More than her abilities，
唔係佢嘅，係超過佢嘅能力。
That is her godliness。
而係我哋要去稱讚佢嘅敬虔。
Because she is an example for her children。
因為佢成為咗佢嘅兒女嘅典範。
Which is your children, fathers？
就係。父親們就是你們的子女。
And may God bless you when you are doing that for your family.
今天是為到你的家庭這樣做的時候，願神祝福你。
So when you go up to heaven, when God sees you, she will tell you, good and faithful servant, while you were on earth as a mother.
當是上到天上的時候，神就會告訴個母親，你是一位忠心又良善的仆人，是一個忠心的母親。
May God bless you, all mothers.
所有母親們，是願神祝福你。